Welcome to the Franchise Hounds podcast. I'm Greg Macchia, a certified franchise consultant. Thanks for joining me as I interview franchise industry pros to dissect, explore, and discover franchise ownership. Joining me today is Calvin McNeely. Calvin is the co-founder and CEO of Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing is a digital mobile billboard company and the first franchise of its kind. Their digital advertising vehicle, DAVE for short, has high-impact LED screens to drive client messages right to their target audience. Running Boards Marketing was recognized as a Franchise Dictionary Magazine Top 100 Game Changer for 2020 and a Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year Award recipient. I hope you enjoy today's discussion with Calvin McNeely from Running Boards Marketing. Calvin, welcome to Franchise Hounds. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here.
When people think of franchise business opportunities, I think the first thing that probably often comes to mind is a fast food restaurant or quick serve, because that's what they're familiar with. And that's why I really like to have unique brands on the show like Running Boards Marketing to introduce people to these interesting concepts that are really not often associated with franchising. I think the best way to describe Running Boards Marketing is a digital mobile billboard company. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Running Boards Marketing business model?
Sure can. So we have a vehicle, and it's typically a Ford Transit, a large van. And we've built, you know, we have screens on all three sides. So it's literally a digital mobile billboard truck, the business. Entire business is on six wheels. And anything you can do on a computer, a television, a gaming system, stream from a drone, an event, we can duplicate it on DAVE. Each screen can be different. We can play videos, sound, pretty much limitless what we can do with DAVE. I say DAVE, digital advertising vehicle. We've added an E when we say it, and we've given DAVE a personality, and DAVE is a dude. And just trying to keep it fun.
Yeah, no, for sure. I had the opportunity to see DAVE, or meet DAVE, I should say, at the FranServe conference in Denver. Yeah, so it really helped to see it and get a better understanding. So it uses like three high-resolution LED screens, right? And they operate independently?
Correct.
Okay. So what are some of the revenue streams for the business?
Well, we have three revenue streams. First is our subscription advertising, which I really like. It's a... It will sell subscription advertising just like you'd buy time on television or in a newspaper or anywhere else. You buy time on DAVE. And what we've done is we divided the day up into two-hour blocks. So every 2 hours, we promote two non-competing businesses, and we drive a pre-prescribed route. It's pretty much the same route every day to a town. It's no more than an hour. It's where the people is, where the traffic is, where we're going to get the most impressions. You know, we like school zones. We like red lights. We like 30-mile-an-hour speed zones, just keep it slow, cruising through town, switching it up. People get used to seeing DAVE, even coming at them when there's no screen, they'll recognize the truck and, hey, what's on DAVE now? And then I like the subscription because it gives us reoccurring revenue up to 12 months out. We'll do 12, 6, and 3-month contracts. Anything less than that we'll treat as an event, whether it be customized package or we love events. DAVE loves being at events, whether it be a parade or last year we did high school and some college graduations. We never guessed we'd be doing that, but we're at farmers markets. We've done, car shows, home shows. DAVE's great at events.
That's neat. A couple questions. On the routes, is that something that you as a franchisor helps plan or route out as far as what would be the best, get the most eyeballs?
Well, people know their area. They know their town. They pretty much know where the traffic is and where the route should be. So we'll look at what they come up with. We'll say, hey, just drive around in your car. Come up with a route no more than an hour long. Let's map it out. And then we can get data to back it up. We get the traffic data from the state or the city. How many cars go by there every day and from the billboards. So we'll gather the data to back up the proof, but pretty much everyone knows where the route is. And it doesn't mean we never stray for the route. We're on the route Friday night, two blocks over, there's a high school football game going on. There's 1,000 people there. well, yeah, we're gonna cruise over there. Or might be a shift change that takes us out of the loop, or a ribbon cutting ceremony, a grand opening. You know, basically, we want to be where the people are.
And I know you guys are a relatively, you know, new concept, but is the hope to get to the point where you have like national advertisers?
Yes. Yeah, we'll get there. We're not quite there yet.
Sure. What type of businesses are you seeing advertised now?
It's crazy, the mix. And, you know, somebody might advertise in the Boston market, but it's completely different clientele in, say, Kentucky. But we're getting restaurants, pool businesses, car dealers, landscapers, insurance companies, fitness businesses, banks, really quite a variety. You know, we just had a big push on tax services for getting your taxes done. So it's a variety. Yeah.
You know, I grew up just outside of New York City, and I've seen, you know, some similar type trucks. But how did you come up with the idea for it?
Well, it was one sunny night in October, and I was on the internet looking for a way to promote a business I was a silent investor in. And that's where I seen one of these digital advertising vehicles, and we didn't invent the vehicle. And when I saw that vehicle, just like in many other businesses I've owned over the years, it's like, oh, this is genius. This, you know, I knew right then I was going to do the business, and I knew who I wanted my partner to be. And it was really that simple. I text Zach, who's my partner. I text him that evening and said, hey, let's have lunch tomorrow. And at lunch, I presented the idea, and he loved it. And I said, well, I'm going to start a business. You want to be my partner? And Zach, I think, was around 22 at the time. I'm a little bit older than that. Actually, I'll be 60 in May. And you know, I just knew Zach had the experience that perhaps I lacked. You know, I've owned and operated over 30 companies, mostly in the aviation industry, runways, highways, working around the world, grown some great companies. And I had retired and sold all my interest in those companies in 2016. So I'd done some business with Zach. I knew he had the skill set to team up with me. We didn't know we were going to be a franchise at that point. But
I was gonna ask that if you approached it from the beginning,
no,
when you were in a franchise.
No, I don't come from the franchise world at all.
Well, definitely a fun, unique business to, you know, for you to get back into something.
Yes.
I'm sure it's easy to be passionate about it.
It is.
Like, how much is typical advertising on a vehicle?
Well, we have packages really from $900 to $3,000, depending on what people are looking to do and the market we're in. You know, the average package is probably around $1,200 to $2,000.
Yeah, so pretty reasonable. Definitely unique. I mean, it's funny. You'll probably appreciate this. I think I have young kids, and I think it was 3 years ago, we were down in Key West. You know, early evening, we're walking home from dinner, and we're at a crosswalk, and my son is, you know, 10 at the time. And right at the stop sign pulls up in front of us is one of these digital advertising trucks, and it's promoting, you know, live nude girls, and it's literally like flashing on us, you know? And my son is standing there and he says, Dad, what kind of place is that? You know? But it definitely catches your attention for sure, right? That they're hard to miss.
It seems like when people have seen these trucks, whether it be Key West, New Orleans, or Las Vegas, they're running a similar ad. We promote this business as a community business. Keep it community focused. You know, work with the local municipality, the Chamber of Commerce, and just keep it family friendly.
Sure,
that would be our recommendation there.
Yeah, I mean, it's neat, really, that anywhere, you know, it's essentially a big screen, as you said, right? So many places, as you mentioned, you know, farmers markets or festivals or fairs or I could really see it being a great, you know, just to be able to pull it up from an ease of use. And I assume there's audio incorporated as well, like a microphone and speakers and things like that.
Speakers and a wireless mic. Yes.
Yeah. So I could do karaoke on it if I wanted.
You sure could.
I'm not sure anybody else would want that, but and the part about the drone, that's so you could kind of stream what the drone is viewing. That's really cool from an event perspective. I could see that would be really neat.
We did a the Thousand Islands Poker Run where we had boats. We had 120 boats come in from around the country and Canada, and run up the St. Lawrence River, which is where we live. And, you know, people at a poker run with boats, you know, the boats take off and they come back and you can see them leaving and coming, but you can't see them during the race. So we staged some drones up and down the 100-mile course, as well as some cameras on some boats and off a bridge. We were able to live stream that all back to Dave that was back in town at the dock, so people could see what's going on throughout the day.
Yeah, that's a cool application for that, for sure.
Yeah, one of the funnest things we've done.
I think I was reading, you guys have done some other kind of just unique things like baby reveals, right, and wedding proposals.
Yes, yes.
So it's not, if someone just wanted a one-off, is it done hourly? Is that how it's done?
Yeah, I mean, the simple messages can, you know, we'll do simple messages, a happy birthday here, happy anniversary, pretty cheap. They only take a few minutes to do, but they can become more elaborate, where basically it comes down to an hourly rate or a package rate.
And I imagine that kind of educating the customers as far as the advertisers, there's a little bit to that. They really kind of need to see one, but I imagine then they get it pretty quick after they see it, right?
Yeah, well, you can see Dave, you can see pictures of Dave, but until you really meet Dave for the first time, whether you're interested in a franchise or just advertising, you really can't appreciate how awesome and cool it is. So we love showing Dave.
And inside Dave is kind of the command center, if you will, right? Like that's how it works.
Well, the nuts and bolts are in Dave. You can control Dave remotely right off from your cell phone or your iPad. You can tap in and make changes from anywhere.
Have you run into any local ordinances around signage or this type of advertising that they don't allow it?
Well, Dave falls under the laws of the state we're in. So the state of New York, we fall under New York state traffic laws, or, you know, Florida, the state of Florida traffic laws. So we're a motor vehicle, but we do light up. But lots of motor vehicles have signage and advertise. You know, are there some municipalities out there that may have some restrictions? I'm sure there are. And we've seen two or three, but we haven't seen like dozens, not even a half dozen. I do know of one area that we have a franchise now. You know, it was kind of written in that we couldn't be there, but the town loves us. The mayor loves us. The police chief loves us. And we're there every day now. They just didn't understand it and what we do and how we become part of the community. Here locally, we had a fireman, young recruit that was killed in the line of duty recently. And this was just about 2 weeks ago right here in my hometown. And, you know, the fire department reached out to us, say, you know, can we get one of your, actually they said, can we get three of your trucks? We're going to bring, you know, there's going to be firemen here from all over the state. And of course we said, yeah, we were expecting the call. We knew we'd get the call because we're part of the community. And when the call came, the next question was, well, how much is that going to be? And of course we said, hey, this is our community too. We want to, you know, we want to do what we can do to support it. So, you know, this little village is where the funeral was closed down, and, you know, the television stations are there, and a couple thousand firemen are there from all over the state and probably other states. And, you know, there's a Dave on each side of the church because they're all outside in the freezing cold. And then there was a Dave back at the staging area at the local fire department. And just to be part of such an event and to give back, It's pretty cool. And we don't promote those things on our social media or anything. I mean, we certainly run some news clips, but it's part of this business.
Yeah, that's really neat. I it's nice of you guys to do that. And I could see a lot of opportunities for kind of giving back to the community like that and donating time. And yeah, that's neat. How many locations do you guys currently have?
Well, we are at 9, but if we were doing this interview a week from now, I'd probably say we're at 12.
Wow.
We're about to sign on 3. So we're right on the edge of being at a dozen. A year ago, this time, we were at 0. So that's pretty cool.
And considering the year we've had, that's
yes.
pretty good.
Yeah, a year ago right now, I was a little scared. I was a little worried. But today, I'm feeling really good. You know, we're our most recent one was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, they're not up and running yet. But they just signed on a couple weeks ago. In Buffalo, New York, my home state, they just signed on a couple of weeks ago. And both those groups will go through training together early May.
Neat. Does someone typically start with one vehicle?
So far, everybody started with one. And that would be our recommendation. Not that we wouldn't entertain or look at something bigger. But, you know, it's really as simple as start with one. And, you know, we'll be working with you. We'll know what you're doing. And you're 50% booked. Well, we probably should start talking about a second one. Our first franchise, the first guy to sign up with us, he has just ordered a second one. And now he wishes he'd ordered it 3 months ago. But
well, that's a great kind of testimonial right there.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Have you found there's any kind of regional component to this or not really? I wouldn't imagine you guys seeing that.
What do you mean by that?
Just as far as where it would do well, the types of territories that it would do well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You know, our first franchise was in Marlborough, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. And it went to a veteran franchisor that owned 25 Crunch Fitnesses. This guy knew business. And the second one went to two young guys, 23-year-old best friends growing up, zero business experience in Paducah, Kentucky.
Wow.
Paducah's a very small city in western Kentucky. So we're in Daytona Beach. We're in the suburb of Atlanta up in Woodstock. That's where they had some laws that we were a little concerned with, but haven't been an issue. We will be opening in Denton, Texas, just north of Dallas. We are open in just west of Houston. So we're in some different markets. We're not in a big city center. We're in some suburbs. You know, I'm cool with that. I think if we rush into a downtown in a big city, you know, maybe it's going to be different challenges, and I don't think we know what they are yet. And there's so many lights in some of these cities. You know, we might not have as much impact. I just don't know. But the suburbs, I think, are amazing. But I think small communities, I'm in Watertown, New York. We quickly knew if we could make it in Watertown, we could probably make it anywhere.
I was going to ask, how do you define a market, or what's a market size?
Well, we just look at the population and we say a minimum of 125,000 people. And then we'll sit down with you and look at a map, you know, whether it's county lines, city lines, and we'll round up from there. What we don't want to do is make it too big, because Dave can be anywhere, but he can't be everywhere. And if it gets too big and you're trying to service this wide area, you're going to have troubles. So keep it small, keep it tight, keep it community-based, and I think you'll be just fine.
Sure. And, you know, you've touched a little bit on the broad range of, you know, two of your existing franchisees, you know, one with a lot of experience in business and in franchising, and then two guys just getting started. But do you kind of have an ideal candidate for this model? Or?
Well, originally I said we can train anyone to be an entrepreneur to run this franchise. I've had men in equipment and offsite offices throughout the world. But as we get into this, I find that the things people fear the most are probably sales and selling advertising. And, you know, Dave's really the easy part. Managing this truck is pretty simple. It's having the confidence to go out and make sales. People just don't like doing that. So I think if you got a sales background or good communications, or I think we're a good add-on if you got some other businesses. I think those are pluses, but I really think we can work with almost anyone if they can, you know, if they can adapt or like our culture. You know, if they fit into our culture, then we can work with them, and I think it works.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see the sales piece, or someone who's comfortable with networking. I mean, the cool thing is what a fun product to sell, right? I mean, there's not many businesses you probably couldn't pull up in front of with that thing and get a meeting about advertising on it, right? You know, it's not like you're selling penny savers or something like that. I mean, really, really a cool thing to show off.
It is. Dave has made Zach and me very popular. You know, I can go into a place and make, you know, I'm just another guy in a place, but if I pull up with Dave and Dave's lit up, all of a sudden I'm popular. People want to talk to me. Hey, that's cool. So Dave will make you popular. Dave will take you out of your comfort zone.
There you go. So far have most of the franchisee owners hired employees to do the driving, or how are you seeing that mix?
It's a mix, and we got some owner operators, and Mark up in Massachusetts, he started out immediately with a driver. Of course, in Massachusetts or in Kentucky, it was two guys, so they were a team of two. A team of two is going to get probably four times as quick out of the gate as a team of one. Just because you pull up to a business with Dave and there's no place to park. You know, if Dave's a block away or in the back of the parking lot, it's hard to show him off. Where if there's two of you, you can pull up by the front door, even if there's no place to park, the driver can stay with Dave while the salesperson or the owner runs inside to show Dave, get somebody to come look at Dave. And you want to keep Dave, once you start, you want to keep him rolling every day. Get him out on the route, get people used to seeing him in the community. So unless you're prepared to do a lot of driving and selling, you're really going to need a driver pretty quick. You know, we didn't recognize that so much in the beginning probably, but now that would be clearly our recommendation to people.
Do you kind of define in your business model what like full deployment of Dave is as far as number of hours a week or anything like that? Like what do you like to see from a business model perspective?
Yeah. You know, when they're starting out, each community is going to be a little different. Like Paducah, Kentucky is going to be a little quieter than West Houston. So, you know, West Houston, perhaps you could run around the clock, but you definitely can run, you know, 10, 12, 14 hour days, where in Paducah it might be more like 10, 12 hour days. But so your community, you know, in the beginning, I would say you want to run a good 10, 12 hour day consistently so people get used to seeing it. And then you can adjust that schedule as you get clients. And whether it be a little less or a little more, hopefully it's a little more. But we'll help you determine that for your area.
Is any type of facility required as far as like, does Dave like to be garaged or what do you recommend there?
Well, you know, Dave's just like the rest of us guys. He's a little spoiled, so he'd rather be in a garage. But he's awful sure. Tough, and he does not need to be in a garage. And when we started out, the office is in my house, and Dave, or 2 days, were kept at Zach's house outdoors in Watertown, New York, where we get lake effect snow. In fact, it's snowing today. We got lots of snow, and we can see 30 below. We can see ice storms, strong winds, strong rains. And none of that's an issue for Dave. The biggest challenge would be get up on a stepladder to take 2 foot of snow off the roof. But Dave can handle the weather. He won't fit in a residential garage. So I would say you don't need a garage, but after you know, once you get two or more, then you probably want to think about a garage. And then at some point, some way they can just kind of keep, you know, working the garage, keep them serviced and clean and ready to go for the, you know, for the next shift or the next day.
That makes sense. And it's nice that you could start out as kind of a home-based business and keep expenses down.
Yeah.
And I imagine those, you know, those screens kind of warm up and will clean the snow off themselves pretty quick.
Very quickly. Not a problem.
So let's talk a little bit about like a typical investment to become an owner. I assume, you know, as you mentioned, one Dave is included in that investment.
Yeah. So the franchise fee in the first territory is $50,000. And then Dave is $175,000. Now, we're building Dave ourselves right here in our facility. We order the truck the way we want it. It comes in. We cut 3 big holes in it. And we assemble the screens. And we install the 14-kilowatt Kubota generator. And we build out the entire truck. We've also created our own software, RBM Velocity, which is built on a Salesforce platform. And now he manages Dave, but it also manages our CRM and you know, our Panda contracts, and kind of manages the whole business. It doesn't tie into QuickBooks, but at some point it will. Dave's 175, so that's 225. Our FDD says anywhere from 74.9 to 255, and the 255 is just, you know, the full price plus 30,000 working capital. The lower number is just first and last payment on a lease and less working capital.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I guess there's a difference whether you buy the vehicle or lease the vehicle.
Yep. And we do have a good leasing company behind us.
Pretty cool that you make them in-house. Do you have them ready to go, or is it once agreements are signed, then you get operational on one? Like, I was just trying to figure out how long before someone could, you know, once agreements are signed, be operational.
Our goal is always to have trucks ready to go because, you know, we wanted to be that part of our thing. Hey, we get you up and running quick, make a decision, you can go. And the first year I bought 10 trucks and we built out 10 trucks. And we started getting our approvals as a franchisor in April of 2019. And I said I was going to sell 10 trucks that year. Well, I sold 0. So all of a sudden I got 10 trucks. But last year we kept the goal the same at 10 and we did 6, but actually we did 2 in April, and then the last 4 in the last 2 months of the year. And then we've done 6 in the last, well, it'll be 6 once these 3 sign on in the first quarter, putting us at 12. So I went from having too many trucks to now I'm out of trucks, and the supply chains for everything in this country seem to be a little bit of a mess right now. But we have secured a good line of trucks. We have we can grab up to 2 a month, and we can cancel or add to that. And we also have an extra shipment of 3 coming in. So we're expecting 2 trucks on the 15th of this month, and we'll have them built out ready for training on the 10th. And then we have two coming right in the 1st of May as well. And then our group of 3, we haven't got a delivery date on that, but we've secured 2 a month, and then we got this oddball group of 3 coming in. But it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge. We can turn a truck around in 2 weeks. We're gearing up to do two at a time in 2 weeks. We haven't done that yet, but we will be doing that because we need to. But so currently, we can't get anyone into truck to sometime in June right now, because they're spoken for throughout April, May, and first part of June. But hopefully, you know, I don't know if we'll catch up. I don't foresee we'll catch up this year, but maybe eventually we'll get on top of it. But once your truck is made, you know, you're going to, we'll give you some online training ahead of time. Then you're going to show up here, spend a week with us, and we're going to train you everything about the business. And a lot of that training has to do around sales and your mindset and everything else. Then you drive your day back to your hometown, and then one of us is going to come in and spend the first 2 or 3 days or week with you, right on your home turf, and let's go get some business.
Oh, that's neat. That's a great way. Yeah, it's kind of fun. You drive your truck home from training. I mean, you know, really considering, you know, you launched in a pandemic, really, it's a good problem to have that you're back up now on trucks. And is there any seasonal component have you seen or not really?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's certainly, I live in an area with 4 seasons. So we have seasonal businesses that want to advertise 3 months, the same 3 months every year. And we've got some that want to do 3 months in the fall and 3 months in the spring, where if those businesses were maybe in the South, maybe they would be 6 or 12 month contracts. But definitely the seasons play into it for sure.
Yeah, I guess I could, you know, particularly around the event stuff, right? Summer in the fall, I would imagine.
Too many events in the winter in upstate New York or many other markets for that matter.
It's kind of good you're based there as the test market. You know, you really can figure out what works and what doesn't work. And if it works there, like you said, it should work anywhere in the country, right?
Not to mention just being brought up in the state of New York, it's a tough market. And I think that's how I succeeded in my other businesses, because we were based in New York. We could go work circles around people anywhere in the world.
I'm married to a New York gal. I actually grew up in New Jersey, but I married a girl from.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's funny because I'm raising my kids out here in Colorado, and my wife and I always laugh and say we need to take them back to the tri-state area and toughen them up a little bit. You know, people are too nice out here. We don't want them getting eaten alive. You know, I'm on a power team call every other week with 7 other franchise consultants, and a lot of what we talk about is, you know, ours and our candidates' experience with different brands. And I have to say, everyone really raves about their dealings with your team there at Running Boards Marketing. So that says a lot, because some brands, you know, people don't speak too kindly about. So you guys are doing something right.
You know, I have a very talented, gifted team that really cares about people. They really have a heart to give and serve. And it's pretty much a young team, probably with the exception of me. And we've got professional consultants and attorneys, and we put together a great package here. And we just have fun doing what we do every day. Professional and fun and have the right team and you know, you're well capitalized, that makes a difference.
Yeah, no, it definitely shows. Like I said, I hear a lot of really positive, you know, experiences with you guys. So if a listener would like to learn more, is your website the best place to start?
Sure. Runningboardsmarketing.com. And from that website, they can They can link to the franchise information, or they can just learn about the advertising side of the house.
Great. Well, Calvin, thanks again for joining us today. I really enjoyed learning more about Running Boards marketing. And I know you guys were recently awarded the top 100 game changer by Franchise Dictionary magazine. And I'm excited to, kind of see what the future holds for you guys as you continue your growth.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, Calvin. Thanks again.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Franchise Hounds. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover in a future episode, or would like to work with me directly to explore franchise ownership opportunities, please reach out through the form on our website at franchisehounds.com.